From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Two Colorado state lawmakers are facing recall votes over their support for stricter gun laws. The recalls have cast a national spotlight on Colorado and are drawing big out-of-state donations. Benta Berkland sat down with reporters who are covering the recall campaigns to discuss what's at stake.
Joining me, we have Megan Schrader, a reporter for the Colorado Springs Gazette, and Peter Marcus with the Colorado Statesman. The recall campaigns target Senate President John Morris of Colorado Springs and Senator Angela Jaron of Pueblo. Megan, I'll start with you. You've been in Colorado Springs covering the recall and Senate President Morris's campaign. What's the scene like down there?
It's gotten kind of nasty. The campaign advertisements on both sides are targeting each other. They're pretty brutal and not very truthful. There's a lot of that flying around. There's a lot of advertising going on, people walking Senate District 11, knocking on doors, trying to get people out to the polls.
Do you get the sense that a lot of voters in that Senate district are paying attention to this?
I think so. I think it would be hard not to pay attention. There are people, obviously, who don't know. They don't know they live in Senate District 11. They don't know how to vote. But I think that the conversation is big.
And Peter, even if the recalls are successful, Democrats would still hold a majority in the state Senate. They've pledged not to roll back any of this gun legislation. They're very proud of what they did pass. What do you see is at stake here, and why has it gotten so big, like Megan said, and drawn so much not only statewide attention but national attention?
I think both statewide and nationally, it's probably the symbolism that's involved. I mean, as soon as these gun bills came up, they started targeting, no pun intended, these Democrats, and, you know, they picked a handful that they thought were vulnerable, and they said, we're going to get you out of there. We're going to recall you. And then they actually got to this point where they are actually having recall elections. And I think it's the symbolism that, you know, we said we're going to get you for this. We are now getting you for this. So on both a state and national level, it's like if you don't listen to what we have to say about gun rights, there's a chance you might not stay in office. You know, that's really significant.
Gun rights advocates are really motivated. There's a lot of enthusiasm. I know earlier Democrats were worried about the fact that voters aren't going to be getting these mail-in ballots because of some court challenges. Most people do have to vote in person. How do you think that's going to play into things?
Turnout is going to be key in this race. Who can get their voters to the polls is going to decide the election. And it's made more difficult by the fact that voters don't know. It keeps changing on them how they're supposed to vote. First, it was everyone in the district, all 69,000 registered voters in Senate District 11 are going to get mail ballots. Then a court ruling made that impossible. So now no one, unless they specifically went down and requested a mail ballot, is going to get a mail ballot. They have to go to a select number of early voting centers. Their traditional neighborhood precincts aren't even going to be open. So it's going to be difficult for voters. They need to be paying attention.
Peter, do you think whatever happens, and I know it's a little speculative, but do you think it will bleed over into next year's legislative session?
I don't know if it'll bleed over into next year's session so much. We'll be going into, you know, the 2014 election and all that. So I think that some of the lawmakers are going to try to tone it down a little bit. I don't think that we're going to see, you know, retaliation for this by Democrats with more gun control. I don't think Republicans are going to get too involved. But going into the 2014 election, hypothetically, if we lost both John Morris and Angela Jaron in this building in the legislature, that makes Democrats more vulnerable going into 2014. They would hold a one-seat majority in the Senate.
El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makeda at a rally made the point of, for him, this doesn't stop at recalling John Morris. He wants it to bleed over into the 2014 elections, you know, a takeover of the majority in the House and Senate. So there's one person right there who is politically connected right now saying this is going to be a kickoff for 2014, a Republican tidal wave, if you will.
It'll definitely be interesting to follow. Thanks so much. That was Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette and Peter Marcus with the Colorado Statesman. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Capital coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers. By North Star Bank, Colorado. With their community relationships, local knowledge, and expanded financial resources, North Star Bank, Colorado is redefining community banking and helping build a brighter future for Colorado. And by KRCC in the Pikes Peak Center, presenting Ira Glass from This American Life, Saturday, October 12th at 7 p.m. Tickets at ticketswest.com and the Pikes Peak Center box office 520-SHOW.